This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Second most wins in Stars franchise history. They only needed 1 point to clinch the top spot of the West. Dallas victorious.
I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
Dallas Stars are having a big year. Can they win the Cup? And the Cowboys have the NFL draft coming up in 1 week. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, we're in the Hall Buick GMC Hall as it all studio at TXM Lindale on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Yates with the 1-1. The runner goes. The pitch is lifted high into the air, deep right field. To his left, Adolis Garcia still on the move. He makes the running catch in the corner, and the ball game is over in a wildly entertaining affair, which featured the major league debut of Jack Leiter. The Rangers hold on and defeat the Tigers by the final score of 9-7. The Rangers take 3 out of 4 in the series and improve to 11-9 on the season.
And move on to Atlanta. Bruce Bochy got thrown out of that game.
Yeah, got to get some of that every now and then.
Kind of surprised. I guess Bochy's been around long enough. You know, the officials kind of, I mean, the refs kind of umps, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
they know what to
them,
do.
Yeah.
So Boch was arguing, you know, and must have popped off, and so they threw him out of the game.
They did. I guess it worked. I mean, the Rangers found a way to win this game, a high-scoring affair. In fact, they scored more runs today than they did the first three games in the series, so plenty of offense.
And a couple of home runs today. The Rangers, again, Jack Leiter's debut was up and down.
Yeah.
He went 3 1/3, started off well, wound up giving up 7 runs.
Yeah, not great, but not all bad. He did give up all 7 runs, so he's got to get better, obviously, but the offense bailed him out today.
He showed, though, while I was watching, he's got some serious stuff.
Yeah.
And, again, kind of get this harnessed, and he'll be fine. I think he'll be, a Ranger for a long, long period of time. But he made his big league debut today in Detroit. The Rangers won the game. He did not get the win. That was Jose Leclerc who got the victory.
How about that?
Rangers.
Our man, Jose.
Our man.
Yeah, did pretty, walked a couple, but he, you know, did pretty good.
And Kirby Yates, who got a two-inning, actually, I think an inning and a third, his second save of the year. Kirby Yates has been, he ended the game yesterday.
He did.
And got the save today. So that was a good series for the Rangers. Yeah. Now, they got their hands full in Atlanta this weekend.
Braves are still good. Yeah, they seem to be good every year, and they're good again this year. So a tough series coming up for the Rangers.
So Jimmy Butler's out for a while. Mm. The former TJC Apache injured during last night's game toward the end of the first quarter in the Heat's game with Philly. They led at the half and then did not do much in the second half. Jimmy played on, but just wasn't the same Jimmy Butler, and it showed.
Right.
Philly came back and won that game 105-104, so they move on. The Chicago Bulls moved on. They stay alive as the NBA playoffs really kind of get cranked up this weekend.
Right.
The Mavericks and the Clippers will play at 2:30 Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Chuck Cooperstein will join us tomorrow here on the
Good.
Team.
All right.
We'll preview the series with the radio voice of the Mavericks. But the Rangers do win today 9-7. They're 11-9 on the year. We are in the Seven Bridges Music Hall here at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale. Home of great food, great live music, including our buddy Second Childhood will be here tonight from 7 to 9.
That's right.
Live music this weekend on Friday and Saturday. And just across the parking lot, La Casio.
Yeah.
Brand new. Scratch Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Same folks. It is a sister restaurant to this, only a very different atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Fine dining, great Italian food. Just opened up this week. La Casio.
I mean,
here in the cannery.
Beautiful place. It looks a little too nice for me.
It's not.
Man.
No, fine dining.
Yeah.
Scratch Italian. Got a great chef, Dave, over there, who's got a wealth of experience, great food, great atmosphere. And just across the parking lot here at the cannery in Lindale. So give those guys a plug. I hope at some point maybe we'll be able to do a show over there. But we're here today to focus on not only TXM Lindale, but, of course, TXM Tyler, because they are also sister restaurants, and they have live music this weekend as well. And also their special right now at lunch, during lunch, all non-alcoholic beverages are just a penny.
Can't beat that. Hard to beat that.
That's right? Hard to beat that. I guess free would be the only way.
The only way you can beat it.
But hard to beat a penny. Yeah. All non-alcoholic beverages at lunch are just one penny at both TXM Tyler and here in Lindale in the cannery just north of downtown Lindale off Highway 69. We are in the Seven Bridges Music Hall. Spell out the seven, by the way. You got to spell the seven.
You do?
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Well, I don't.
I think they spell out the seven. I'll have to go look at the sign. I could be wrong. I could be lying to all
it's
of you.
Got me
right
caught
now.
Up trying to spell out the seven.
Do you even know how to spell seven?
Barely.
Barely. We're under the big Texas flag, by the way, here this afternoon. And we are here until 6. We have no early games. By the way, we apologize for yesterday. We bailed out at 5:25 thinking that the NBA was going to be on at 5:30. Well, it turns out that ESPN did not communicate with us that they were just doing the second game.
Oh, so we bailed out a little early, and I'm just finding this out now?
That's right, yeah. So, actually, you guys expecting to hear game one, which was the Heat,
right,
Miami-Philly game last night. Well, not so fast, my
okay.
friends.
All right.
We did have the second game, but we did not have the first. So I don't know if that's – I'll take the hit on that one, except that I really shouldn't, because everything that I saw on their, you know, on their affiliate pages – had both games on, but as it turned out, it didn't. No
right.
harm done.
Yep.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, again, we apologize if you were expecting yesterday to hear the Sixers and the Heat play and you didn't. Well, that's because there was no game. They decided to do game two and not game one, which makes no sense to me.
I don't understand
ESPN,
that. Hard to wrap my mind.
Why would you do both games?
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense
to me. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, that did happen
okay.
yesterday.
All right.
All right, 592-5200. Coming up, we got a special guest coming up here at about 4:20 this afternoon. Young man who you and I watched play high school football, Bo Limmer, who played at Robert E. Lee
slash
Legacy.
Yeah.
Graduated in 2019, went home to the University of Arkansas, had a great career there. He's going to be drafted next week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's been to the compound, went to the Senior Bowl. They don't invite you there unless you're going to be playing. You're going to get a chance
he's
to play
get
in
a
the
shot.
NFL.
Yeah, he'll get a shot. Yeah.
So we'll talk to Bo coming up at about 4:20
right.
this afternoon on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Haven't talked to Bo in a while. He went off and got really, really big.
Yeah.
He was already big.
And he got bigger. They'll put it on
really
you. Once
big.
You get to college, they'll put it on you, man.
But he is an Arkansas Razorback and had a nice career up there. Moved from guard to center this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And is ranked as one of the top centers in the draft. Oh, by the way, the Cowboys could use a new center.
Oh, they could use a bunch of things, but yes, they need a center too.
So, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, okay?
Just saying.
Anyway, but wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be great.
You have Overshawn playing linebacker and a local kid, Bo. What if Bo got picked up by the Cowboys?
I mean, if that's
how much fun would that be?
If, you know, if he's a Cowboy fan, I guess that'd be great.
How
if that's where he'd like
would
to go.
That be? You know, have a local kid playing on defense and a local kid playing on offense.
Count me
for
in.
For the Cowboys.
I'll be all in, just
you
like the
what?
Cowboys.
I might stay 2 weeks at Cowboys camp. They're going to do that. Anyway, we'll talk to Bo coming up a bit later on the Advantage Roof.
That's not a bad idea, though.
That's not a bad idea. I think my wife would beg to differ.
Oh, you'd have a problem, yeah.
And Paul Gleiser would probably beg to differ. You're going to
so
nice spend twice the money.
But it's so nice in California.
It is.
Man.
Yeah, the weather's great.
Oh, man.
It's expensive, but if you can afford to go.
Yeah, man.
If you can afford to be there, yeah, it's great.
You got to pay for that weather, man.
You got to pay, I guess.
You got to pay for that weather.
Whatever. again, at TXM here in Lindale this afternoon, the original TXM, and then, of course, here about a year after they opened this one, they opened on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyner, and they're both great. They're both a lot alike, but both a little bit different,
in
their own ways, because this is not a chain per se restaurant. There are two of them, okay?
Right.
And they're each unique in their own way.
There you go. I like that.
Is that pretty
good? That's a good way. Kind of like us, right? Unique in our own way.
I'm an eloquent devil.
Well, I don't know about that. Just the devil, but no.
We are a week away from the NFL draft. You heard Stephen Jones at the top. He was asked early this week by the guys on their flagship station, his dad used that term all in.
Yeah.
He said, no way.
We're still talking about it.
We're still talking about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality, and he's right, you have to be all in, whatever that means.
Right.
You know, I think people perceived it to be that they were all in, that they were going to go out and make some kind of a splash in free agency, and they were going to go for broke.
Right.
And do whatever it took. If it meant mortgaging the future. Like the Rams did here 4 years ago to win their Super Bowl.
Right?
It worked out.
Well, won a Super Bowl.
I've even asked Stephen Jones that question. I said, Stephen, if I could guarantee you a Super Bowl. Would you overspend on the cap this year? He said, yeah, you can guarantee
it. That's kind of the goal, right? Yeah. It's to win it all.
Yeah, if you can guarantee it.
Right.
You know, but, you know, his goal, and in his defense, I don't always agree with what they do, but in his defense, his goal clearly, and he's even stated that, is he wants the Cowboys to be relevant every year, and like the Rangers did last year, every once in a while jump up and
breakthrough,
win.
Right?
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Well, they've been relevant just about every year in recent years, but they haven't broken through yet.
It's been a long time.
But his goal clearly is to keep the Cowboys good all the time, if possible. Keep them good with the chance that maybe they jump up and win the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, and I get that. Yeah, I understand
that. In a salary cap world. Now, fans are very impatient, as are we.
Right.
After what happened against Green Bay.
Yes.
We don't know what to think about them.
I don't think a lot of the players don't know what to think.
I don't know. Maybe I would have been better if they had lost a close game and just said, you know what, hats off to that young man. He had a great
day. Jordan Love, yeah.
But
and the running back,
when you get killed like they did that day.
They get blasted like that first round of the playoffs.
Don't you raise your eyebrow and you start
going,
really, what just happened?
Yes, because it feels like they took a step backwards. Again, I think most people thought they'd at least get to the championship game, the conference championship game. They got nowhere near it. Got blown out in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, you got a lot of questions.
I want to hear from you this afternoon at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We talked a lot yesterday about the young man who got nailed by the NBA and kicked out of the league for gambling. I have asked that question yesterday, got some feedback on it, but I'd like to continue that discussion today, too, if you are of a mind. Given the pro sports leagues now adopting gambling advertising and promoting legal sports betting, okay, which they're doing in a big way, you know, and they're taking the money. Is there now hypocrisy in then turning around and banning a young man who probably has a gambling problem?
It sounds like he does.
To throw away his career like that, he's got a gambling issue. But are you not encouraging it? Are you not in some way condoning it by taking their advertising and adopting, well, basically embracing point spreads and, you know, the numbers that go into gambling? You're saying that you and I can go out and gamble all we want.
Right.
But the players can't. Well, I agree the players shouldn't.
I totally agree with that.
They shouldn't. But are we sending mixed signals? And I guess I see some hypocrisy there. And I'd like to get some feedback on that on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Plus the Rangers, they are now 11-9. Kirby Yates, thank goodness for him.
Yeah.
He's responsible for ending two close games last 2 days.
He's done his job. Yeah.
And the Rangers, instead of being 9-11, are now 11-9. And that's Yates has had a big hand.
He's had a role in it, and they've won the final way to win this series. Again, they were going three straight series without a series win. So they needed to win this series because, again, they head to Atlanta, and that's a tough team as well. So a good series win for the Rangers. Still got a lot of work to do. But it's a good series win.
By the way, here in the Seven Bridges Music Hall, they also have pool tables. Folks can come and enjoy that and kind of relax.
Do.
A young lady and she's her husband or boyfriend? Pardon? Friends.
She said neither.
Neither?
No.
But she came in here talking
she said
smack.
Lover. Yeah,
she came in here talking smack about how she was going to kick
she's probably
his butt
getting whooped
in
now.
Pool.
Yeah, she's probably getting whooped.
And are you? Are you? I'm just wondering. I mean, who's winning this thing? But they're having a good time out here today.
Yeah.
And they look like they're having fun.
It looks
they?
Like it to me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who's winning. But, yeah, it looks like they're having a good time.
Well, I'm betting on her.
You are betting on her.
Yeah, I'm betting on her.
Loser.
Since we're talking gambling here today, I'm betting on her. I'll take the.
Even she laughed at that, but okay.
All right, to the phones on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Good afternoon, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Jeff?
Man, it's always a pleasure to talk to the Pat Summerall and the John Madden of East Texas Sports Talk.
I like John Madden.
Golly. That's a little thick there, buddy, but go ahead.
Lay it on.
I got a question. I know when the Super Bowl winners, and I think the basketball, I know they've done it with soccer, were the Texas Rangers invited to the White House?
That would happen this year. I haven't looked at the schedule. Yes, I'm sure they will be. Now, that would have to happen, most likely, if the Rangers are playing the Nationals in Washington, D.C.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps playing in Baltimore.
Right.
And I'll have to look at the schedule. I've not heard anything, but how that works normally, if a team like a baseball team has a series. Baltimore's obviously an American League team, mm-hmm. and the Nationals are in the National League. And if a team is playing in either one of those towns, that makes it convenient.
Right.
They're not going to fly from Detroit today and fly to Washington, go to the White House tomorrow, and then go play Atlanta tomorrow night. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So it would have to be in a situation when they were playing either in Baltimore or Washington, and I haven't looked at the schedule. I know they play the Nationals this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's a home-and-home, but it would be something like that. But otherwise, I do not know, Jeff, but probably they've been invited.
Yeah,
why?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I know some football teams and soccer and things. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw, other than the Chiefs a few years ago when Mahomes were there, I really don't remember seeing the other ones. I'm sure they were, and I thought, I guess I thought it would have been I'd have seen something in the papers or on the news, but I really hadn't paid much attention. You know, once they won the World Series, I kind of turned my attention to the Cowboys.
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting. I know that President Biden has hosted, you know, some teams, and I'm guessing that still goes on. Trump did the same thing, but, of course, politics being politics, not everybody liked him when he was the president, and not everybody went. The Astros did go while Trump was president, did go to the White House, and I don't think it shouldn't have – that should not have – you know, if the president, whoever he is or she, if it ever comes to that, whoever that president is, if they invite you, leave the politics at home. And if they want to recognize a championship team, then I'm okay with it. I was okay with the Astros going when Trump was president. I'd be okay if the Rangers go if Biden's president, no matter what your political affiliation. But I'm guessing that they probably will look into that this year. That's just a guess. I don't know for sure.
I agree. I mean, how many times can you say in your lifetime you actually met the president of the United States? So I agree. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal for most people, unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs. Probably get to go more than once. So y'all have a great day, guys.
Absolutely. You appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
Well, no, Belichick went so many times, I think he thought he was at public office, you know?
He thought he was president, probably.
Multiple presidents. Yeah. I mean, over a period of time, I mean, there are multiple presidents that he got to meet,
mm-hmm.
you know, face-to-face during his time as the coach of the Patriots. By the way, he is doing draft analysis for the Pat McAfee
he
show.
He is?
Yeah, apparently so.
Really?
I've got a cut I'm going to play later today with Belichick talking
he's
about.
Not the
and,
most...
you know, and yeah, but on this show – you know, he's not being a coach at that point. What he has to say is kind of interesting. We're on to Cincinnati.
He's not the most charismatic guy, so I'm interested to see how this goes.
But you've been with me when we have interviewed at Super Bowls former Patriot players who say that behind the scenes he is not that way. That he is not. We've talked to some of those guys.
Oh, I went to the press conference that he did. The first one I went to in Indianapolis. I guess the Patriots were playing. The Giants, I think.
Okay.
And I went to – and he was funny at the press conference. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the guys that play for him say behind the scenes, you know, that he can be pretty funny guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he was pretty funny there.
But in a Tuesday news conference back in the old days.
He just doesn't like journalists, man.
I guess,
he doesn't like media people.
Or he just doesn't. It's like he was going through the motions and the old, you know, we're on to the Bengals. You know, or on to whoever.
Right.
You know, 5-10-word answers, you know, about 10 seconds, say nothing, give them nothing.
Yeah. But he is. I mean, I've seen a little piece of that where he can't be funny in the press conference. I saw that. But – he's not the most charismatic guy.
And engaging in some ways when it comes to football history. He is a football historian.
Well, he's a great coach, too.
And you
he's
know,
got a lot to talk about.
He's got a lot to talk about, and he's lived a fair amount of that history. It's 420 in the Hall Buick GMC All As It All studio. We're at TXM in Lindale this afternoon. Jeff, appreciate the call. And Bo Limmer.
Is it coming up?
Knock on wood on the backside of this break. We'll talk a little bit about the scouting combine and Senior Bowl and getting ready for the draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, who the heck might even draft this man from Tyler, Texas, and Robert E. Lee / Legacy High School.
Right around the corner.
On 92.1 FM, The Team.
Lost power doesn't have to mean lost business.
When you're in business and you lose power, you never get that time back.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
We're able to provide a local business with backup power so you don't have those awkward moments. You're having to run customers out the door because you can no longer perform transactions.
East Texas Generators has the inventory and the experience to provide the best backup power solution for your home or business.
That's all we do. We specialize in generators. It's a local company. company, great reputation, always had the highest standards for customer service and workmanship. You know, you could certainly live without a standby generator, but why would you?
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac generators. And unlike a lot of other dealers, they can have your generator installed in just a week or two. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for your home and business. East Texas Generators.
It's the best little ice house in Texas, the Republic Ice House, Spur 248 across from UT Tyner. Great food, drinks, the best live music, and biggest games of the year, including the Rangers and the NBA playoffs on the big screen and over 20 TVs. DJ Dez rocks the ice house on Wednesday night. There's karaoke on Thursday, and check out weekly events and specials on their Facebook page at the Ice House on the Spur across from UT Tyner and online at republicicehouse.com.
Garbage disposals are handy things. Just be sure to run soap down there sometimes to keep things clean and working right. I learned that the hard way. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. A friend was in the other day and said her wedding ring had an unfortunate encounter with the garbage disposal. Lots of clattering and banging. She shut it off in a hurry and found a ring down there. Well, who won the war, I asked her. She took the ring out of her pocket. Oh, I see. Big win for the disposal. How about we work a little magic on your ring and make it look like those two never met? She left her ring, and a few days later, she came in to see what magic we had worked. And when we slipped it onto her hands, she said, "You are magicians. It's more beautiful than ever." Jim's Jewelers, our magicians bring life back to your jewelry when life gets the better of it. Full service, repair to restore, the simple to the impossible. Come see us at Jim's Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler.
It doesn't happen often, and it won't last long. It's the every once in a while hail sale at Tyler Ford. Small dents mean big savings for you. Our dedicated repair teams have been busy making repairs to all our hail damaged vehicles, so you can't tell anything's ever happened. We have already fixed them, but you still save. No need to find someone on the street corner to repair your vehicle or drive with dings. You won't see the damage, but you will certainly see the savings going on right now at Tyler Ford.
Hello fans, Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Rusk, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. Citizensfirstbank.com.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
What are Friday night lights like for you?
They're intense. Nothing like running out of the helmet and getting that first adrenaline rush and then playing that first play. But after that first play, you know, you're kind of nervous, but that first play, there's no more butterflies.
I'm guessing you grew up going to Red Raider football games. I mean, has this been a dream for you to do this?
Yes, sir. I've always, you know, after the games, I'd be running on the field and stuff, acting like I was, you know, actually playing out there. So be playing on in the rows, you know, it's a dream come true.
Did that interview in 2018, in the fall of 2018. The young man who is a young man named Bo Limmer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was a fine offensive lineman.
Apparently. Yeah.
Robert E. Lee Red Raiders, now the legacy Red Raiders. So graduated in 2019. We fast forward to 2024, and that young man has grown up, and he is about to be a part of the NFL draft this
week. How about
that? How about that?
Yeah, that's great.
How about that? We're at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse. You went to camp with the you were an undrafted guy, went to camp with the Atlanta Falcons a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. That was a long,
long time ago.
Yeah, but I remember it like yesterday.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that what an exciting time in the life of a kid that we kind of watched grow up, who joins us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, former Arkansas Razorback offensive lineman Bo Limmer from Tyler, Texas, mm-hmm. who joins us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Bo, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
So you remember that
kid?
Little interview. Did you hear that kid talking just now?
I did. It's crazy to think about. It was almost 6 years ago now. It's kind of wild, but yeah, I heard it.
Well, so when did you grow up on us, man? I mean, can it be that you're now ready for the NFL draft? What the heck? I mean, yeah. I know I'm getting old, but really, come on,
you
man.
You are getting old.
I know. It seems like it's flown by. I was at Arkansas for 5 years, and, you know, each year kind of got faster than the last one, and now all of a sudden draft's a week away, and just kind of crazy to look back, see where I came from and where we are now. So,
all right, so it's been a journey, I know. Football, any sport's a journey, from being a little kid, as you just said, you know, running around after games at the Rose, to then playing for the Red Raiders, then going off to college and playing for the Hogs, and now this. What are you feeling? We're a week away from the draft. So, Bo, what are you feeling right now? What are your emotions right now?
It's really mostly just nervousness. I mean, every day it gets closer, you get more and more nervous, more and more anxious, kind of find out where you're going. But it's also super exciting. I mean, it's a chance to do what not a lot of people get to do. It's a chance to live out a lifelong dream that I've had, you know, since I was a little kid. So a lot of nervousness mixed with a lot of excitement as well.
Was there a time at Arkansas where you're sitting there going, man, I don't know if this is going to happen? I mean, and then when did you decide that, hey, it really might happen?
No, so I never really, even since high school, thought about the next level. It was kind of always, you know, I would just want to get in there and do my best and see what happens. I mean, in high school, I wasn't even thinking about getting college offers or anything like that. And once the first one came in, I was like, okay, I can do it. And then kind of the same thing happened in college. Once I started getting looked at my redshirt junior year, I kind of figured out, okay, like this is something that I can do, that I can pursue. But it was never really, this is the goal. It was always just try to play as hard as I could while I was in college.
So you talked about a dream coming true. Was there a particular team that you dreamed about playing for when you were a kid? And have you been contacted? I guess I always ask this question. Can you share who you've been contacted by?
Yeah, well, I don't know how much I can go into that who I've been talking to and all those things. But I will say, you know, obviously I'm from Tyler, was born and raised there. All my family's in Texas, so you know, to be a Cowboy would go over pretty well with the family, and would be a big dream of mine as well.
So what are you doing right now to prep? I mean, for an offensive lineman, what is the prep? Where are you training, and how are you training, Bo?
All right, so pre-combine, I was at Exos in Frisco. It's a facility there just to get you ready to run and jump and do all the things at the combine. And then since the combine's been over, I've just been in Tyler working out with my dad, kind of like we used to when I was training to go to college. So it's kind of come full circle a little bit in that way. But yeah, just working out in Tyler, and then running on the side on my own right now.
Let's start with the Senior Bowl. That was before the combine. Talk about your experience at the Senior Bowl, what you did well, what you didn't do well, just what that was like to be there for a week and be at the Senior Bowl and getting your first real look by a bunch of scouts.
Yeah, so that was one of the most fun and nerve-wracking weeks of my life. You know, the Senior Bowl, you got all the scouts there, all the GMs, all the owners, everybody's there. And they're all watching you. And the most important parts are those three practices before the game, and especially those one-on-ones that you do. I mean, everybody's there circled up around you. I mean, that's why you go to the Senior Bowl. So to kind of have the spotlight on you right there with everybody watching, it's a nerve-wracking experience, but it's also a huge privilege to be able to be invited to something like that. And I feel like I was able to represent myself well. I mean, you're going against the best of the best in the entire nation, and to be able to hold up there and prove to yourself that you can do it there. And, you know, those are the best of the best that will be going to the next level with you. So kind of gives you the confidence that you need to go to the next level and know that you've had success against high-caliber guys like that.
And in the, at the bowl, Senior Bowl, you're playing a game, you're actually working out against guys. Combine's very different. Talk about what the combine is like.
Right. So the combine, the Senior Bowl, you're competing against other people, and the combine, you're really more competing against yourself. I mean, it's nothing you do is in pads or anything like that. They just want to see how fast you can run, how high you can jump, how long you can jump, and how many times you can throw up 225 on bench press, kind of. So then you do some drills as well where they want to see how you can move and things like that. But it's really just competing against yourself, and they want to see how athletic you are. And can you pay attention to detail? Can you do a drill? And it's less about, you know, can you box somebody kind of deal.
So you transitioned from guard to center. Was that by choice, or and how was that transition for you?
No, sir, that really wasn't my choice. It's something that I kind of did for the team last year. So the year before, Ricky Stromberg was our center. He got drafted in the third round by the Commanders, and so I kind of was needed to fill in, to take over his spot and fill his shoes. So that's what I did, and I was able to get a game under my belt when he left in the bowl game at the Liberty Bowl the year before. And then had the whole off season, spring ball and fall camp to train the center, and got 12 games under my belt now at center. So super comfortable at that spot. I know I have a lot of NFL teams telling me that they like me at center, but I think I'm a really good guard as well. So we'll just have to see wherever I go, you know, what they want me to do.
For those who don't know offensive line play, which is to say just about everybody, talk about what the center does. I mean, it's more than just blocking. What does a center in an NFL, what does a center do, Bo?
Oh, yeah. So there's a lot that goes on, especially pre-snap, that people don't know about. So, I mean, the first thing is you get to the ball and you got to read the defense, right? You got to know what front they're in first and foremost. And then the next thing is you got to look at the secondary. So you got to see if safeties are rotated over, where the linebackers are aligned, what kind of, you know, look they're into, where they could be bringing a corner, they could be blitzing a nickel, just based on where those safeties are. And based on linebacker alignment, you got to know if you should be expecting some line games on the interior. And so you got to make all those kind of calls before the ball is ever snapped. And, of course, you got to snap the ball, too. So that's a whole other deal that I had to deal with this year, is going from guard to where, you know, you can just fire off the ball and not have to worry about anything, and kind of going into center where now you got to worry about getting the ball back there and can't fire off the ball as hard. So yeah, there's definitely a lot that goes on that people, you know, might not know about. And that I might have taken for granted if I was playing guard next to Ricky. But yeah, it's a lot more difficult than people think.
Bo Limmer is with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Played his high school football in Tyler, at then Robert E. Lee, now Tyler Legacy High School. Played for Coach Kurt Traylor back and graduated in 2019. Went on to the University of Arkansas and was a starter there and a guard and center, and now is in the NFL draft. Do you think, are you confident that you'll be drafted? And if so, where do you think you might get drafted, Bo? Do you want to share that with us?
I mean, I really know about as much as everybody else at this point. It's kind of weird. You know, you got a job interview, and you do it with a bunch of different teams, and then there's really not a lot of feedback. And I'll kind of find out with everybody else on TV, you know, where I'll end up going. But as far as, you know, knowing, you know, having an idea or anything, I mean, I have no clue. And then as far as where I would want to go, I mean, I grew up a Cowboys fan, but it's just such a dream to be able to play in the NFL. So I'll go wherever, and I'll be 100% excited and ecstatic to be there.
Who's your agent? I don't even know who your agent is. I mean, is it a local guy, Texas guy? Who's handling you?
He's a man up in he's a lawyer in Fayetteville, actually. He does a bunch of Arkansas players. His name is James Carroll. He's a lawyer at QTech Rock, and he's done a bunch of Arkansas guys. He did Traylon Burks. He did Frank Ragnow. You know, he's done Ryan Mallett. So much of really successful Arkansas people. So I'm honored to be able to have had him as my agent.
How much you know, playing in the SEC, I mean, you saw some NFL guys on Saturdays, and you'll play against some of those guys again. How much was how valuable was playing in the SEC to help you get ready for what you're about to embark on?
I mean, it was everything, and that was the reason I wanted to go to the SEC. I know I said in one of my high school interviews, you know, that's why I wanted to go there, because I could play against the best, and that's what I ended up doing. So, I mean, I played against a ton of talent, you know, guys like Will Anderson, Christian Barmore, you know, Mason Smith, Mekhi Wingo. I mean, the list goes on, you know. So getting to play against those guys just builds your confidence to be able to know that you've played and had success against those guys and that they're in the NFL or going to be in the NFL. It's a big confidence deal is what it is.
So where are you going to be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday watching the NFL draft? Where are you going to be?
I'll be right back home in Tyler at the parents' house.
Well, I know your mom and dad, and I'm sure they're excited about that. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be fun. And when that call comes, whenever it comes, how do you think you're going to feel?
I mean, I'm sure it'll be a whirlwind of emotions. I don't even know if I'll be able to take it all in, you know, because, you know, I've been training for so long, working at it for so long, and, you know, anticipating it for so long. So when that call finally comes in, I mean, obviously I'll be overwhelmed with joy, but I'm probably more shocked than anything. But I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds like fun. Buddy, I'll tell you what, we'll talk to you again after this is all over, okay?
Yeah.
Let's do this all over again and find out if you're a Cowboy
or a
Commander.
He might big time. We might not ever hear from him again.
A Saint, a Texan, a Patriot, who knows? I mean, they're 32. I got a 1 in 32 chance of picking the right one, right, Bo?
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Hey, man, we appreciate it. We enjoyed watching you play in high school.
We did.
Have watched this young man grow up, and now here he is.
Here he is.
What'd you weigh in high school, Bo?
Coming out of high school, I was about 270, right at 270.
What do you weigh now?
I'm 310 now, so
yeah,
put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah, they'll put a little bit on you.
Well, you know, I didn't always root for the Razorbacks, but I've always had a soft spot for Arkansas, and, you know, I know it's going to be cool, and it was a great college experience.
Right.
And now this, buddy, good luck. We'll look forward to Look forward to next week, man.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Bo Limmer, again, played offensive line for the Red Raiders. He was in town yesterday and talking to the Legacy football team. I should have asked him about what he said to him, but clearly, you know, just follow your dreams. I mean, that's kind of what – But a young, really nice young man. I've known his parents for a long time, both educators. And here he is on the brink of embarking on a pro football
career. And it is a nervous time because you're not quite sure, you know, how this is going to play out, and you certainly want to get drafted, and hopefully he does and gets to go wherever he wants to go. But, yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking, anxious, nervous, all of that kind of stuff, excitement, but you still kind of – you don't know.
I hear you. But, again, a young man from right around here going into the NFL draft. 439, we're at TXM, Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale on 92.1 FM. The team and the team sports radio mobile app powered by the Kelly Community Federal Credit Union.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Quality has value. In a world of designed obsolescence, that's a really big statement. When it comes to above-ground pools, nothing says quality like Doughboy Pools, and guess what? Blue Coral Pools is your local Doughboy dealer. Above-ground pools can cost half of what an in-ground pool can cost, and these aren't your grandpa's above-ground pools. Pools technically called above-ground pools can now be partially placed below ground, giving you an amazing opportunity to install and build beautiful decks surrounding them. Each Doughboy pool goes through intricate inspections and offers the heaviest walls and liners on the market to ensure solid performance and family fun for years. Not only can Blue Coral Pools install your above ground pool, but they can also service them. Blue Coral Pools, located just south of Bruno's on Old Jacksonville Road, is a service center for Doughboy Pools. But the best thing about Blue Coral Pools is the ownership. Cheryl Hicks, owner of Blue Coral Pools, puts customer service above all. Stop by today and let Cheryl show you how quality and price intersect. BlueCoralPools.com, that's BlueCoralPools.com.
Hi again, everybody. Let's visit with Monty Hall, Hall Buick GMC and the Hall Collision Center. Monty, we've had some recent hail. You can help, and you've added extra personnel to do just that.
We sure have, Bill. In fact, the Hall Collision Center, we've got on-staff extra personnel. Got some folks from the Dentmaster Company, and they do a phenomenal job. So that way, we can make sure that we can handle those claims for you. We're actually a direct repair facility for a lot of the major insurance carriers, but having those extra personnel is going to help us make our way through getting recovered on this major hail event that's happened recently.
And how about a lifetime warranty?
That's right. Dentmaster guys, they have a lifetime written warranty so that you'll know that your vehicle is backed. In fact, these are endorsed by the OEMs as far as General Motors goes, so you know it's going to be a quality repair. We're going to get you in and out as quickly as possible, so come out and check us out at Hall Collision Center and hallcollisioncenter.net.
Hall Collision Center, hallhasitall.com, Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop Tyler. They really do have it all.
Shutters add enjoyment and beauty to your home, but who made them and where you bought them matters.
We sell Norman because of the quality manufacturing process and the lifetime warranty offered by the manufacturer.
AM/PM window coverings owner Alan Meredith.
Well, if you plan to keep your home for a few years, it matters if you ever have a problem. We're here to take care of you, and Norman's here to take care of you even if we aren't.
Not all shutters are created equal.
What we begin to see from some of our competitors is a shutter with no name brand. We're not sure where it comes from or who makes it. I don't think I would buy any product if someone's not proud enough of it to put their name brand on it.
AM/PM Window Coverings offers the best blinds at the lowest prices every day, and they stand behind what they sell. AM/PM Window Coverings is independent and locally owned. They're on Highway 69 south of Toll 49 in Tyler. They're online at ampmwindowcoverings.com.
Cracks in the walls and doors that won't close are signs that your home's foundation is in need of attention.
You see, they have a door sticking, they have a floor that feels weak.
Rick Humes, owner of Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Or unlevelness as they're walking through the house. They can feel one spot's higher than the other, and that's where they call us.
Fixing a foundation isn't a job for a handyman. Who you get to fix your foundation matters.
My license number is 1413. There's over 22,000 in Texas now. I've been doing this 36 years. I'm not just out there bidding. I'm actually doing the work. I don't sub anything out. I do my own work. If you call me, I even carry my phone under the house. I take personal responsibility for every job I do.
If you have foundation problems, Humes is the only licensed professional building and foundation inspector in East Texas. Humes, like Holmes, but with a U. Online at humesfoundation.com. Texas Professional Inspection License Number 1413. humesfoundation.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
The Dallas Mavs have a time. The playoffs will begin this Sunday for the Texas basketball playoff representatives against the Los Angeles Clippers. Starting in LA, game one will start at 2:30, then game two at 9 on Tuesday night. Traveling back to the AAC, the tip-offs are scheduled for 7 next Friday and then 2:30 that following Sunday. The Mavs and Clips have history meeting in 3 of the last 5 years, the Clippers winning both of the former encounters. MVP candidate Luka Doncic spoke on what's different this year versus the past.
We have Kai.
He then expanded.
The whole team, like I always say, same answer, we have great chemistry. We're playing great together. But you know, Clippers, they have an amazing team. They have unbelievable talent. So every game is going to be really tough.
With Kyrie Irving in code, the Mavs are a heavy favorite coming into the third meeting between the 4 and 5 seeded West teams. Kevin Walker.
Yeah, and tomorrow night, Chicago and Miami, Sacramento and the Clippers, those are play-in games in the play-in tournament. The winners will move on as the 8th seed in the respective conferences, and the Mavericks will play, as he said, on Sunday afternoon. It's 4:45, Bill and Kevin in the Hall Buick GMC All As It All studio here in the Seven Bridges Music Hall at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale. By the way, live music this weekend. Yeah. Mason Garner will be here tomorrow night. Brandon Bamberg on Saturday here in Lindale. Tonight, our buddies Second Childhood will be out here from 7 to 9. And, of course, there's live music as well in Tyler that we always talk about. So give those guys a plug as well. Tonight, Lee Mathis is at TXM Tyler. Chris Cunningham tomorrow night, Kid Icarus Project. On Saturday, Sunday brunch there. They have a great brunch with the jazz man Lo D And they also, as we talk about, have a great lunch special right now. All non-alcoholic drinks are just a penny. Now, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Hard to beat. Great. Except.
Free. <They're> free. That's close enough, though.
Close enough.
And the Rangers did win today. Good for them. They took three out of four on the road at Detroit. Pretty good team. Above 500 right now.
Certainly looked that way.
The Rangers got an 11, make that a 9-7 win today. They're 11-9 overall. The winning pitcher was Leclerc, by the way.
Right.
Who happened to be, had pitched a scoreless inning and also happened to be there when the Rangers took the lead for good. And the save to Kirby Yates, the veteran major leaguer who the Rangers brought in this year. David Robertson was the other new addition in the bullpen. And so far, both those guys pitched pretty well. Yates came in yesterday and finished the game off and got a 1 1/3 inning, an inning and a third save today. Without Yates, the Rangers might have lost those two games.
Quite possibly, yeah.
And they hit a couple of home runs today.
They got some offense today. Again, they, nine runs was the most they scored. In fact, more than they scored in the first three games. So they got some offense, three home runs, and they needed that. They needed to win this series. Again, it had been a while. So it's a good series win, and now on to Atlanta.
Rangers, on to Atlanta tomorrow night here on the Team Sports Headlines, brought to you by the East Texas Law Firm of Grant Flannery at gftexas.com. The Astros do not play today. There were several getaway day games. The Rays beat the Angels 2-1. Ron Washington's team now 9-10 on the season. And the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians, off to a good start, a 5-4 win playing at Boston today. Marlins and the Cubs rained out in Chicago. Diamondbacks play the Giants later tonight in San Francisco. And, again, the Astros are idle today. NFL draft is a week from tonight. Again, good to talk to Bo Limmer.
Yeah, it was good.
The former, Bo Limmer, the former legacy slash Robert E. Lee Red Raider, who will be drafted next week. Question is, I saw he's ranked anywhere from like third, fourth, centers available. So probably a late second day, sometime on the second day, maybe the third. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't. No, it really doesn't.
As long as you get on a team, and if you get on the right team with the right opportunity, you got a chance at a career.
And I'm pretty sure that he'll, you know, get a good shot wherever he goes, and take he'll make the most of it. But it is some anxious times because you're kind of waiting to figure out what's your next move. So you want to get this draft.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's 4:48 in the Hall Buick GMC Hall As It All Studio on a Thursday afternoon here at TXM Lindale. 92.1 FM, The Team.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
Whatever it is, we can do that. If you need a ring sized up or down, maybe it needs to be straightened all around, we can do that. If you need a big diamond, a little one, or something in between, round or square or any other shape, we can do that. If you need your prongs re-tipped to keep your diamond safe, perhaps a free head exam to make sure everything is just right, we can do that. If you need pearls on a string or the pearls in your box re-strung, yes, we can do that. If you have a box full of old jewelry sitting there unused, did you know that you can turn those old things into a piece of jewelry you'll wear every day? Yes, we can do that. I'm Judy of Gems Jewelers. What is it, you may wonder, that can be done with diamonds and gold and all the gemstones? Dear friends at Gems Jewelers, it's true. Whatever it is, we can do that. Gems Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler.
You know, if all you need from your bank is for them to accept your deposits and clear your checks, just about any bank will do. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. But if you're an independent business owner like I am, and if you want to grow and prosper, chances are you're going to need more than that from your bank. In that case, where you bank matters a lot. And that's why I bank at Austin Bank. If you need lending capital to expand, to replace aging equipment, to solve an unexpected problem, or to seize a strategic opportunity, the out-of-town mega banks will likely just waste your time. But you'll have the full attention of a lending officer at Austin Bank, and you'll get a quick decision. Loans to locally owned independent businesses like yours and mine are at the very core of Austin Bank's asset portfolio. And a relationship with a banker who lives and works where you live and work will be one of your best assets. If your bank isn't meeting your needs, make an appointment with a banker at Austin Bank. Austin Bank, with you for good. They're member FDIC and online at austinbank.com.
If you've lost your marriage, don't lose your divorce. The attorneys at Sinclair Law are on your team when life throws a curveball, advocating for your family's needs and taking care of you through the legal process. Family law isn't just about law, it's about people. At Sinclair Law, they're dedicated to families and their futures. The Sinclair Law team will handle your family's legal needs and protect what matters most to you. Contact Sinclair Law, corner of South Broadway and Front Street, Tyler, and online at SinclairLawTyler.com. That's SinclairLawTyler.com.
Texas Document Solutions.
Granite Division has had sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions for over 5 years. Why? Listen to owner David McCall.
The technology's been very reliable, and if there's any maintenance issues, they're always out here immediately, get it fixed.
Plus, with Texas Document Solutions, you have a program that simplifies your document imaging costs.
Yeah, and they've got a fixed rate every month, so I know what I'm going to pay.
One low monthly invoice that includes your sharp copier printers, supplies, and service, saving your business money.
I found it to be a very good value for us.
Texas Document Solutions, better document imaging technology, better service, more value.
The copier's been one of the least problematic issues that I've had with this business.
Texas Document Solutions. No hassles, no problems. Call 903-509-9900. 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
I'm Taylor Swinford at Family Owned Quality Investments, and we will put you in the perfect truck, SUV, or car at the right price. Come see us on Highway 69 North between Tyler and Lindale, or start out at quality-investments.com. Bank financing is available, or you can buy here and pay here. We value a long-time quality investments reputation, and we have the cream of the crop, cars, trucks, SUVs, and luxury vehicles, something to fit your needs and budget. On Highway 69 North between Tyler and Lindale, across from Harris Nursery, on the web at quality-investments.com.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking.
And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you, and feed you good.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
2-2, and Garcia hits one high and deep to left center field. Green and Veerling back. They turn, they look, out of here! Adolis Garcia leaves the yard, visiting his friends in the Rangers bullpen with a solo shot. And the Rangers reclaim the lead with their third home run of the game. It's 5-4.
So the Rangers win it today 9-7 in Detroit to take 3 out of 4. Good effort today by Kirby Yates out of the bullpen. The bullpen was pretty good. Jack Leiter made his debut. Up and down day.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Yeah, it wasn't great, but, I mean, you know, he did some good things. He got at one time got 7 out in a row. And so, you know, he's got some work to do. Wasn't great, but not all bad.
I think Leiter's going to be good. I was watching him early. He looks like he belongs out there. Obviously, when you're raised by a big league pitcher, his uncle Mark Leiter was also a fine player, and his cousin pitching in the major leagues now. So knowing how to pitch and knowing a little bit about how to handle the thing, the mental part of the game, I'm sure he was well coached on. But you're talking big league hitters, and, you know, location is everything. And if you leave one in the zone, they're going to bash
it.
That's
take
just
advantage
the way it
of
is.
Yeah, and he gave up all 7 runs. Again, not great, but plenty of time to improve. And not all bad, but as you talked about, the bullpen and stepped up, the offense stepped up big time as they needed to. So, good series win.
Hard-headed me, I'm going to continue to be hopeful that the Ranger bullpen is significantly better. That's I based my 94 win prediction
95,
on that
right.
Their bullpen would be significantly better. And I have hope with Yates and Robertson and Sabores coming back off injury and other guys. Like I said, Leclerc has dynamite stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't trust him.
You can't trust him. But when he's on, he's on. But, I mean, he's, you know, really spotty during the regular season. Got, you know, pretty good in the postseason last year. But he's, you know, when he's off, he's off. And that's kind of why you can't trust him.
We'll be, again, we're at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale this afternoon, just off Highway 69 in the old cannery. I've been coming here since this place opened about, 6 years ago. And have been coming out here, and again, live music in addition to the great food. It has to be food first, but again, the atmosphere here is incredible. And again, this Seven Bridges Music Hall gives them an opportunity to host events, and the fellows are here today. Our buddies at Second Childhood will be here from 7 to 9 o'clock tonight. You did get me a T-shirt, right? You did bring my T-shirt today? There you go. Thank you. Okay. Tim and Scotty will be here from 7 to 9 tonight. They do a great job.
They do.
Well.
You guys like to follow them around, right? They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good. Good guys, and they put on a great show, and again, live music is a big part of what these guys do. 5 o'clock hour includes our trivia question. We'll be giving away a TXM gift card. Plus, love to hear from you on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, what's turned out to be a really, really nice, slightly overcast Thursday afternoon. But we're in Lindale this afternoon and glad to be here at Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse on 92.1 FM, The Team, and The Team Sports Radio mobile app powered by the Kelly Community Federal Credit Union.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in the winter and cool in the summer. TDI is once again an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. The hottest of our Texas summers can be brutal, but a TDI train home will stay cool. Right now, TDI is offering a $99.95 spring tune-up special. They also repair fireplaces, install new ones on remodels, or sell gas logs. You can get no interest on approved equipment with a new train system and be ready for East Texas weather extremes before they come with a TDI all-season seasonal energy agreement. A TDI train home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. And now is the time to let TDI Air Conditioning, your local independent train dealer, help you enjoy the comfort you deserve with a new zero-interest train high-efficiency heating and cooling system on approved equipment, plus the $99.95 spring tune-up special. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. TDI is an exclusive train dealer for residential and commercial construction and refrigeration. TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number A906C. Thinking about college? At TJC, you'll receive an excellent education along with an exceptional student experience. TJC brings both quality and affordability to meet the educational and training demands of their students. With more than 115 programs and certificates, they provide options for everyone. The door to your future is always open at TJC, and your opportunities are endless. Visit tjc.edu for more information. That's tjc.edu.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road, because your vehicle isn't your vehicle till you bring it to Woody's. Better look, better stuff. Woody's has everything you need for any vehicle that you have. Commercial truck outfitting, truck accessories, lifts, wheels, tires, spray and bed liners, WeatherTech floor mats, and more. Think of the convenience, security, fuel efficiency, and the great look of a professionally installed bed cover. Woody's will custom fit it for a perfect match. The backflip hard folding cover, vinyl roll and lock, the Ultraflex folding bed cover with an ultramat finish, or a one-piece textured and painted undercover. That new bed cover is the perfect final touch. Bigger is better at Woody's Accessories and Off-Road on the West Southwest Loop and Old Jacksonville Highway, and online at woodystruck.com. That's woodystruck.com.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Gold prices are at all-time highs, and American Gold and Diamond will buy all your jewelry. In fact, they need to spend $2 million this month. So look in those drawers, jars, or anywhere that vintage, estate, even broken or worn-out jewelry is hiding. They'll pay you top cash on the spot for your jewelry, rare coins, and investment metals. American Gold and Diamond will buy anything gold. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel, and on South Broadway just inside the Loop in Tyler.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
Delay, devalue, deny. Insurance Company 101. I'm Darren Grant of the Grant & Flannery Law Firm, and my staff and I have the answers for them. We stay on top of them to take action. We speak to our clients' doctors, to property damage experts and financial professionals, all to be able to show the adjusters what our clients have been through. And through years of examples, they know if they wrongfully deny a claim, at the courthouse, they'll have to deal with me. Call us. It won't cost you anything to see if we can help.
It's the best little ice house in Texas, the Republic Ice House, Spur 248 across from UT Tyler. Great food, drinks, the best live music, and biggest games of the year, including the Rangers and the NBA playoffs on the big screen and over 20 TVs. DJ Dez rocks the ice house on Wednesday night. There's karaoke on Thursday, and check out weekly events and specials on their Facebook page at the Ice House on the Spur across from UT Tyler and online at republicicehouse.com.
This is your home for the Texas Rangers, 92.1 FM, KRWR Tyler. You're on the team.